Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, March 20th. Well, lawmakers may have reached a deal to keep the government funded until September, but now Republicans and Democrats need to work together to get it across the finish line. And they don't have long, with funding set to run out at 11:59 p.m. on Friday. Yesterday, House Speaker Mike Johnson said the text of the deal would be released as soon as possible, but so far, that hasn't happened. The Republican slim majority in the House means Johnson will likely have to rely on Democrats to vote the package through, and in the Democratic-controlled Senate, any one member of the narrowly divided chamber could slow down the process. At least one congressman isn't happy with the way the deal was created. Here's Republican Chip Roy.
This bill looks like it's pre-cooked. It's going to be dropped on the floor. It's going to be take it or leave it. That's back to the old way of doing things, which I think is a mistake.
Both House and Senate leaders are expected to push to get the bill through quickly, and President Joe Biden says he'll sign it as soon as it reaches his desk. Oral arguments are expected this morning on a controversial Texas immigration law that was unfrozen for a few hours yesterday before being put back on hold. The Supreme Court has passed a decision on the law back to a federal appeals court, causing some confusion for officials in the state. CNN's Ed Lavandera explains the controversy behind the law that makes entering Texas illegally a state crime.
SB 4, as it's also known, critics say that it creates a nightmare scenario. Enforcing federal immigration law is the sole duty of the federal law enforcement agencies. Texas officials argue that it has the sovereign right to defend itself from what it has described as an invasion of drugs and migrants into the state over the last few years.
Critics also worry the law will lead to a wave of racial profiling, as well as detentions and attempted deportations by Texas authorities. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to speak with Republican senators via video link today. That's according to a source familiar with the matter, who says the conversation will take place during a closed-door conference. Last week, Republicans rallied round Netanyahu after Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called the Israeli leader an obstacle to peace in a speech where he called for new elections in the country. Meanwhile, in Gaza, an Israeli raid is still ongoing on Al-Shifa Hospital, where thousands of people are sheltering in dire conditions. And yesterday, the World Health Organization said a growing number of infants in Gaza are on the brink of death from acute hunger. China is not happy about how the world reacted to a new security law that was passed in Hong Kong this week. Yesterday, Hong Kong's lawmakers unanimously passed sweeping new powers that critics say would align its security laws more closely with those used on the Chinese mainland. World leaders and advocacy groups have criticized the law, which is seen as a further crackdown on freedom and dissent in Hong Kong. China's foreign ministry denounced what it called a vilification of the city's national security regulations. The law comes into effect this week and introduces dozens of new national security crimes to an existing stringent law imposed by Beijing in 2020, after significant pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong. Up next, the FDA has approved what could become the world's most expensive drug. The FDA has approved a life-saving therapy for children with a rare genetic disease, and it could become the most expensive drug the world has ever seen. It cures a devastating condition called metachromatic leukodystrophy, which typically kills children who have it before they turn 7. It's a one-time treatment that involves taking patients' stem cells and treating them before putting them back in, meaning it's extremely personalized. That and the small number of cases contribute to what's expected to be a high sticker price, with analysts expecting it could cost as much as $3.9 million for one treatment. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.